at the beginning of the ministry of Jesus, well over 2,000 years ago, Jesus went around preaching, saying, "Time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe." The kingdom of God is at hand is something that Jesus Christ preached well over 2,000 years ago. And he seemed to have been preaching something that was presently possible. Something that was, presently attainable well over 2,000 years ago. And somehow there's a tendency to think of a kingdom of God that is something for the future, something that will happen after a prophecy is fulfilled, something that will happen, when a trumpet blows somewhere in the sky. But you can see here that the kingdom of God is at hand, as you can begin to hear that same voice with which Jesus Christ preached 2,000 years ago. It's a voice causing man to awaken into something that is real, something that is already present. Praise God. You see, beyond all this hustle and bustle that we have in mankind, daily struggles and, to make ends meet, to get a job, to kind of make something, a living here on earth, to kind of fit in with the systems of this world. See, get a wife, get a family, get a house, and, try to live a fairy tale, that fairy tale ending of the lived, happily ever after. And many of these things we see in this age, beyond all this, remains a kingdom. Praise God. Beyond all the things we see in this present world, say this natural dimension, there remains a kingdom. There remains a world that has been hidden from mankind. Because God did not hide it from mankind. See, but the influences of this age, which we call the influence of Satan, because this age is satanic age. See, satanic age, because it is ignorant of God's world, God's realm. See, Satan in reality means ignorance of the things that pertain to God. Are you listening? Satan is that binding force that binds up your eyes, that lies. See, it dims the eyes of your understanding so that you lose out on that world that pertains to God. That is why Jesus Christ will say, "Get thee behind me, Satan." Why? Because you do not know the things of God. Rather, you know the things of men. And the things of men, of mortal men, actually pertain to this physical, natural dimension that we live in. See, but beyond this dimension that is actually founded in, in materiality, in time and space, there is a realm. There is a world we call God's kingdom. And this is the realm that Jesus came to expose. Praise God. It's a realm of perfect delights. And today, the door is open for every man to enter into this new reality and enjoy. Repent. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent means change your mode of thinking. Remember that Satan works in your mind. See, the barrier between you and the things of God is actually in the mind. See it. Satan canalizes your mind. The work of Satan or the spirit that rules in this age causes the mind to be conformed, adapted to this dimension that we live in. And this is not the real world. I keep saying it. It looks as if it is, but it's not. Praise God. In Paul's writing to the Corinthians, he says, the things that you are seeing with your eyes are what? Temporary. They're only for a moment. They look as though they are. You see, you can see a man born into this world and he spreads out his tentacles and he kind of seems to be unmovable. But I tell you, it's only a matter of time. You will look for that thing and you will not find it again. Praise God. And I tell you, it is real horrific. It can be horrific when you see something. You hold on to something that is not. And at the end of the day, it's snatched away from you. So you see, God is giving us a chance to enter into safety. See, you can enter into a realm that is real, immovable. We have an inheritance that is immovable. Praise God. That's why we must stir up ourselves, remind ourselves day and night. And don't let the gospel leave you. Don't let this word that the Lord has given to you leave you. Continue in the word. Praise God. Even as you go along the line, obstacles come along the line. Obstacles even from the brethren. Obstacles from friends. Obstacles, you know, in places of work. Obstacles in your daily interaction with men. Obstacles, physical challenges, and many, many things come in the way. And these things at times look as mountains that can be moved. But I tell you, with God, all things are possible. God is able to guide you and bring you to that perfect heaven of peace, joy, praise God, the victory. Hallelujah. So repentance has to do with changing our minds. No more as in times past, when Satan, when you know, through the influences of Satan, we were actually being conformed to this world. Rather, we are now allowing the Spirit of God loosen us back into God's realm, God's eternal kingdom. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, I'm going to start off from letter to the Ephesians. This is Paul's letter to the Ephesians concerning God's invisible kingdom, God's world. Praise God. Hallelujah. We are being ushered into a new world, God's world, God's kingdom. Hallelujah. And God wants us to begin to get acquainted to this new order. Because the old things are what? Are passed away. And behold, all things are what? New. Say it. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 2. Wherein in times past, you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of our disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and we are by nature the children of wrath, even as others. Praise God. But God, who is rich in mercy, said, God who is rich in mercy, for his great, say it, love, wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, and has, you know, has quicken us together with Christ, said, by grace are we saved, and has raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness towards us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourself, it is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Praise God. Now Paul is speaking here about the grace that has appeared from heaven. Praise God. And this is the God's mercy towards us. This is the grace that has appeared from heaven. It can't get better than what you are hearing today. See, it can't get better, because God is showing us an open entrance into his kingdom, an open entrance into his world. Oh, praise God, hallelujah. He has quickened us. You see, when you begin to hear these words that you are hearing today, inspiration from the Almighty, praise God, there is a quickening and an awakening, praise God, and suddenly you become more and more conscious of that eternal, invisible presence of God that fills the heavens and the earth as the waters covers the seas. Praise God. God is here, is there, is everywhere. It's within you, it's without you, it's everywhere and it's everything. And God wants man to awaken to the reality of this delightful realm. See, when you read things in the Bible, like in the days of Adam, Adam was cast out of the garden. You see, let us understand, it has got that movement when you say Adam was cast. Now, I use the example of Adam here because Adam, like I always say, is a clear-cut parable of how man finds himself in trouble. Adam was in the very heart of God in the Garden of Eden. Praise God, that is God's kingdom, God's world, God's realm. Adam had his life hidden God. Adam was living that life that God wants to restore to mankind today. You see, until the deceitful influences of Satan came to hide God's realm from Adam. Adam starts to grope in darkness, walking in the flesh. See it? Ignorant of the one eternal presence. Hallelujah. Adam was cast out. Like I said, it's not from one geographical location to another. Adam was not cast out from one field somewhere in the sky to the earth. Spiritually speaking, see, yes, we're speaking about a casting out in a spiritual sense. Praise God. So you can see that even Jesus confirms it again and again when he says the kingdom of God is within you. So if God cast Adam out of the garden out of the garden, and the kingdom is still within you, it simply means that man became blinded to the reality of God's kingdom. Man became consciously absent from the reality of God's kingdom. Praise God. God's kingdom is here, present. It never changes. You see, but the eyes of man have been dimmed. Man has become dull of hearing. See, if you've ever fainted in this physical realm, if you fainted, you know, you kind of passed out, you fainted, you see how things become faint before you go to sleep. That is how men have become. They become dull of hearing. They become insensitive to the realm of God. But Paul says that God's rich in mercy has what? Quickened us. He has quickened us from the dust. Because we all made our bed in dust. We all made our bed in hell. Like Adam, we went to sleep in the grave. Dust you are, dust you return. We are all subject to vanity, live in relation to vanity, live in relation to the lies of this age, and we were tossed to and fro by the prince of the power of the air. That is the spirit today working in the sons of disobedience. See, it's a kind of, somebody would say hypnotic kind of force that works in the men of this age so that they live in relation to the beggarly elements of this world, things that are not real, things that don't have eternal substance. And they lose out on the one thing that matters, which is God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So God, being rich in mercy, has quickened us from the dust, quickened us from vanity living. See, praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. See, God has breathed into us the same way He breathed into that cadaver, Adam. You remember Adam? When God breathed into the dust, we are seeing another picture of the grace of God, the mercy of God working to revive man. He has breathed into man. Praise God. Remember the valley of the dry bones in Ezekiel? See, Ezekiel saw a valley of dry bones, dead bones, dried, stiff, dead. Praise God. And God asked Ezekiel, can these bones live? Can they come back to life? Ezekiel said, God, thou knowest. See, and God told Ezekiel to breathe and prophesy to those bones. Praise God. Ezekiel breathed and prophesied to those bones, and those dried bones that had been dead began to rattle, and they began to come together, and flesh began to come upon them, and they came on their feet and stood as a great army. First of all, the bread had to go forth. See, the bread from the four corners of the earth, which is actually the whirlwind of God. The breath have to go forth, imparting wisdom, imparting celestial understanding, because the Spirit of God will only come to impart spiritual intelligence in man. Oh, praise God, hallelujah. Casting out the ignorance in the heart of man and making man to awaken once more to the reality of his eternal presence, which is always there. Waking man to his world. Hallelujah. A realm. Paul says, we have come to Mount Zion. We have come. Oh, hallelujah. Open your eyes. Lift up your eyes, brethren. Open your eyes spiritually. And you will see around you angels. Praise God. You will see around you the joyful assembly. You see around you the innumerable company, universal gathering of redeemed spirits that walk in this same reality that we are being called into today. Hallelujah. Praise God. All you need to do is to awake from the dead. Thou that sleeps, what? Awake from the dead, and Christ will what? Will give you light. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. God has quickened us to sit with Him in heavenly places. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. When we were dead in our sins and trespasses, He quickened us, and He has caused us to raise us up and made us to sit in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And you can see that we sit in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Because there is one who sits in heavenly places, which is the Christ. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. In Christ Jesus. In heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So we are being awakened to a new reality in God. A reality hidden in God. We are awakening to that one man, that one celestial man, that sits above all things. He sits upon the circle of the earth. Hallelujah. He sits upon Mount Zion, the pinnacle of God's kingdom. Hallelujah. It is written that upon Mount Zion have I placed my king. You see this in the book of Psalms. Praise God. Hallelujah. God's king seated upon Mount Zion. Hallelujah. And every enemy of the king, which is anything that tries to deny that king, to deny that one, is being put under the feet today right now. Hallelujah. Praise God. He has raised up to sit in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Because in this new reality that we're being transported into, hallelujah, consciously day and day, day in and day night, the day is dawning more and more. As we enter into this reality, we discover that there's only one being. No more do we have to fight for vainglory. No more do we have to walk according to the course of this age, according to the flesh. Rather, we live in relation to this one celestial king that sits upon Mount Zion. Oh, hallelujah. The psalmist says that he raised the poor out of the dunghill. He raised the poor out of the waste places. You know, in those days where they passed feces, they had a hill where they throw away their feces. Now you have sewage systems in this age where they pass the feces through the toilet and they are flushed down through the hole and go through a hole, and they all interconnect one way or another and go through, you know, into some kind of deposit somewhere where they are dissolved with chemicals and all that. You see, but in times past, in those days, they used to have valleys where they threw away their feces and their rubbish. And I tell you today, that is the place we find ourselves in when we walk in the flesh, in the garbage, in refuse. But what happens? He says that he raised the poor out of the dunghill and sets them on throne with kings. Oh God, hallelujah, praise God. This is the work of God. See, it is releasing us, awakening us, raising us out of vanity living, out of shame, out of pain, out of sorrows, and causing us to sit in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Now we are seeing, we are getting a key principle of the ages to come, the worlds to come. See, Paul says here that in the ages to come, he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness towards us through Christ Jesus. His grace, his riches, his kindness towards us being demonstrated to a lost world. See, for we who enter into this new reality, into these ages to come, the worlds to come, see, it's a new dispensation, an eternal dispensation. Praise God. And this is the real world. This is where we are all being gathered into. See, God wants us to become acquainted with it now. See, so that you don't get swept away like the multitudes who go through the terrors of death and hell. You know, you don't have to die anymore if you are waking to this new reality. If you're waking to this new world, this new reality that we're talking about, you don't have to die anymore. Praise God, because if you enter into this new reality by faith, you enter into the land of the living. And the land of the living is in these worlds to come, in God. In God's spiritual realm, God's spiritual dimension, God's kingdom. Oh, hallelujah, praise God. Amen. And all this is possible only as we live by faith in Christ Jesus. See, God has demonstrated to us his Son, in whom he is well pleased, and every man must awaken to that name. See it. This is the only name by which any man can be saved, through Christ Jesus. Christ Jesus is not a man, but rather we're speaking about a celestial being that has been before this world was. Praise God. It's not a terrestrial material being. We're talking of spirit here. See, this definition will remain a stumbling block to many. I've lost friends. I've lost friends who, some of them hate me. Some of them are praying for me fervently. Some of them boycott me when I'm preaching, when I'm speaking. Why? Because I dare to declare that they wouldn't be seeing any Jesus in the sky tomorrow. Because I dare to tell them that even though we have known Jesus after the flesh, we don't know him anymore after that, in that manner, because there is no such thing as a flesh Jesus. The fact he put on a flesh body some years ago does not mean that he's flesh and blood. And the fact that you yourself put on a flesh body today does not mean that you are flesh and blood. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. God wants to ship us back into that reality that we lost in Adam. Bear it in mind, it is clearly written that in Adam all men die. All. Did he say some? He said all. All die in Adam. Now, if you die, that means there's a time that you are alive. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. There's a time that you are alive. And when were you alive? In the beginning, in God. You are alive in the garden of God. Hallelujah. And God wants to awaken you back into that reality. And this is the worlds to come, the ages to come. Some weeks ago, I had a small seminar and I preached on the ages to come, the worlds to come in Christ Jesus. See it. I preach about the circle of godliness. And we establish the fact that the beginning of the circle is the end of the circle. Isn't it? Where you start in a circle is where you end up in the circle. Praise God. And God is returning every man today to that original model. Praise God. Before we started to live individual lives, lives separate, lives independent for God, everybody doing his own thing, living according to the course of this age. Praise God. Today, God has demonstrated to us the original model and is gathering every man back into that model. And only as you hear by faith, you can now begin to walk in this reality by faith. Praise God. It's not by something that you have to always feel. See, even Paul complained of periods where he was naked, periods where he was hungry, periods where he abounded, periods where he was abased. You see, we don't have to let our external conditions in this world, you see, it affect our resolve to walk in relation to this new dimension that God has brought to light today. Praise God. We have to learn to live by faith and not by sight. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. God's kingdom is ever present. God's word is ever present. Amen. And we have seen the model revealed to us today through the gospel. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ says the Holy Ghost, when he has come, will show you things to come. He will demonstrate to you things to come. He will reveal to you things to come. And that is what is happening now. Things to come talks about the new worlds to come in God. Isaiah calls it worlds without end. It's a world inhabited by the Lord and the Lord alone, and we are in the Lord. Praise God. See, a kingdom of delights, a peace that surpasses all knowledge, kingdom of love, kingdom where you are saturated in the very goodness and in the life of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. So, Peter makes a statement. He said, 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 11, seeing then that all all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought you have to be? Now, what is the thing that has been dissolved? Peter had just spoken about the element of this world. See, you see, this is 2 Peter chapter 3. Peter speaks about the elements of this world being dissolved by fire, being, you know, disintegrated, being burnt up. See, Paul also speaks about the works upon the earth being burnt up. Jesus Christ spoke about the ties being put into the fire at the end of the age. All these elements, beggarly elements of this age, represent the reasonings of man, our carnal reasonings. See, the old carnal reasons of men that are being dissolved in the light of the revelation truth that is springing forth today upon the earth. See, when you come in contact with God's messenger, when you come in contact with God's kingdom, when you come in contact with truth from above, what it does is that it dissolves the lie of the devil. See, these lies of the devil that have bound you to the beggarly elements of this world are actually your problem. They have hidden you from the reality of your righteous self in God. See, when Jesus Christ spoke about the tithes, see it, the wheat and the tithes, how that the tithes will be burnt at the end of the age, after all this, Jesus Christ says, the righteous will shine as the sun in their Father's kingdom. The righteous shining as the sun, meaning that they shall shine as the morning star. The sun is the morning star. After the tithes are burnt up, at the end of the age, the end of the age is the end of this reality we have walked in, the end of all falsehood, as you come in contact with the message from above. Oh, praise God, hallelujah. What happens is that the outer layer, the works of the devil, the ties that have hidden and, you know, hidden the righteous creature of God in you is dissolved. Praise God. So that one who is immortal, incorruptible, created in the image of God, in the nature of God, the one who is like God, comes forth. Praise God. And that one who comes forth is that son, is the one that shines as the sun in the Father's kingdom. These are the morning stars. See, Peter prays, says that we have to take heed to prophecy. And as we do these things, the morning star dawns in our heart. See it. To him that overcome will I give the morning star. God is restoring you back to your nature, back to your true identity. Praise God. He's bringing an awakening. And he's doing this by destroying the works of the devil that has bound you all these years. Hallelujah. So, Paul, John writes that, seeing that all these things shall be dissolved, behold, the old human lives, our beliefs about who we thought we are, see it, our attachments to this world, all those things will be what? Dissolved. They are being dissolved right now. Praise God. Everything is being dissolved right now. Hallelujah. Are you listening? All our attachments to this outer world is being dissolved by the revelation truth. See, the fire of God is burning right now. The old heavens is being rolled away like a carpet. And there's a great round sound of the trumpet, the voice of God, dissolving the very elements of this world. The old heavens and the old earth is being passed away. That's why the Bible says that all things are what? Passed away. Behold, all things are new. And we're living now in newness of life by faith in Christ Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So, I carry on. 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 11. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought you to be in all holy conversation and godliness? See it. We have to change our mode of conversation and cause it to be according to that. Now, godliness has got nothing to do with our moralistic ideas that we have, you know, cooked up for ourselves over the ages, that we see in the spheres of religion and all human institutions. Rather, we're speaking about speaking the things of the Spirit. See, the Lord is the Spirit, and when we exercise ourselves in the Spirit, see, our conversation is in the Spirit, it's in godliness, it's in line with the mind of God. Are you listening? Jesus Christ once says, those that have believed will speak in new tongues. See, it's not just in only no, it's more than that. Speaking in new tongues speak about, you know, the new spiritual language. You know, your tongue and your mind are interconnected. You know where how your mind thinks is the way you speak. You know that? If you are carnally minded, you speak carnally with a carnal tongue. But if you are spiritually minded, you speak the language of the Father of God. See, the Bible says they shall speak with new tongues. See, they speak the language of the Spirit. Exercising ourselves in the Spirit. See, speaking the language of the Spirit. Hallelujah. It all goes hand in hand with the mind. See, we walk in newness of life, changing our mode of conversation, no longer speaking the things of the flesh, but rather that of the eternal Spirit. Oh, hallelujah. This will keep you, will get you out of a lot of trouble. See, you'll be less argumentative, less confrontational. Because when you walk in the Spirit, all things minister to you. When you walk in the Spirit, you can see God in all things. Anybody who is still criticizing and still, you know, how do I put it, seeing a fault in another, has not as transcended the natural realm into the realm of the Spirit. Because when you are in the realm of the Spirit, you know that all things are the Lord's and all things glorify the Lord, isn't it? Oh, hallelujah, praise God. The man of the Spirit does not accuse. The man of the Spirit sees the Lord and ministers to the Lord. Oh, hallelujah, praise God. So we have to change our conversation. See, looking for an host, in hastening unto the coming of the day of the Lord, when the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. See, nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for what? New heavens and new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things, be diligent that you may be found of him in peace, without spot and blameless. Praise God. You can see you may be found of him, or you may be found in him in peace. So you can see here this same principle of being found in Christ. Because in reality, the new dispensation is the dispensation of Christ. We call it God's kingdom, the kingdom of God's dear Son. Praise God. Everything that the Father has is the Son, and everything that the Son has is the Father. And we see here that the kingdom of God's dear Son, see, it is God's kingdom. It's only Christ that has access into this new world. Praise God. So we all live according to that name of Christ. And Christ is the Spirit. The Lord is the Spirit. Praise God. All you need to do is just to walk in the Spirit, and you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Walk in the Spirit. The Spirit is the new inner man, the identity that you truly are. Walk in relation to that. Gradually losing yourself from the outer world. Patience and prayers. Be strong in the inner man of the Spirit. Loosen yourself from the outer world and begin to walk according to the Spirit. There's only one Spirit. If I walk in the Spirit, automatically I'm united with the Spirit, which is the Lord. A universal body. Paul says that he that is joined to the Lord is what? One Spirit. Are you listening? One Spirit. We are married to the Lord because we are one Spirit. What you can do is to exercise yourself in spirituality. Exercise yourself in the Lord. See, spirituality speaks about walking in a higher realm, higher dimension. It's not about being religious, about not wearing, not drinking, or not doing this, or not doing that. You see, that is the, those are carnal definitions that will only put you into greater bondage. See, argumentative, pointing fingers, comparing notes. And when will it ever end? It can only end as you awaken into the life of the Spirit. When you awaken to life of the Spirit, all things are beautiful. All things minister to you. All things are holy. Praise God. So we are looking forward. See, we are entering into a new dispensation. Praise God. And God's will, like we know, is that we are not conformed to this world, but we are what? Transformed. There is a renewal in our mind so that we adapt into this new dispensation which is being brought to light today. Hallelujah. Now, there are several times in the book of Revelation that the angel calls John and he shows John a vision. He shows John, the apostle, a vision. He says, come John, I want to show you something that is about to happen. Come John, I want to show you something that is about to come to pass shortly. Praise God. Now you see, the book of Revelation is a book that actually points to this new dispensation we are talking about. A new dispensation, world without end. See, God is showing John this thing so that John conforms himself to this new order. See, the Holy Ghost will come and show you things to come, not just for head knowledge, but so that you can now walk in this reality by faith. See, Paul says that we have promises for this age, this life that is now, and in the world to come, or in the life to come, eternal life. There is a world to come. There is a realm that is coming into view. Because this present realm and world that we live in is passing away. I listen. It's dissolving, and now God wants every man to be acquainted to this new order. Praise God. That is why God shows this book, Revelations, to John. Praise God. Say, John, come, I want to show you things to come. You see it all over the book of Revelation. John, come, I want to show you something. John, come. See it. And then, I want to show you things that will happen shortly. Things that will come to pass shortly. Praise God. In fact, in the book of Revelation chapter 4, this same angel took John into heaven and took John into through a door and told John, come, I want to show you something that is about to come to pass. Something to come to pass, and that is God's world, God's kingdom. And John was taken into heaven through a door, and John saw one figure sitting in heaven, one person sitting in heaven on a throne, who had a very glorious appearance. And actually, God was trying to demonstrate to John through the Spirit that is the destination of every one of us, isn't it? That is why Paul says he has lifted us up and caused us to sit with what? With Christ, what? In heavenly places. So when John in the book of Revelation chapter 4 sees one, he says he saw one seated upon the throne. You can see that he was seeing yourself. He was seeing the place that God is gathering you into. Hallelujah. Because in this new dispensation, we all live by the power and the glory of God. In this new dispensation, we all sit on the throne. Are you listening? Every man, you can call him millions or billions or trillions, we all sit on the throne. We are all participants partake of that name. That's why it says, where my servant is, that's where I am, is where my servant will be. That I is the one that sits upon the throne in the book of Revelation chapter 4. Where I am is where my servant will be. See, God wants you to know that we are entering into a realm where that is everything that is God is accessible to God, to man. Because we all live in the name of the Lord. He says that my glory will I not give to another man. The glory of God cannot be given to another man. Can you imagine if the glory of God was given to men in this lower state? You just see somebody waking up in the morning and trying to destroy the world. See, and recreate it again. There will be a lot of, you know, extreme wickedness upon the earth. If men had the power, with the hate and the jealousy and the envy and the many things we see around, if men had the power to accompany it, don't you know there will be a lot of chaos upon the earth? Praise God. So that kind of power and glory of God cannot be given to a man. To partake of God's glory, every man must let go of his human life. You must lose your life, what? To gain it. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. The world's to come, getting acquainted. See, by faith, every man has to awaken to this new life, this new reality of God's world, God's realm, and walk into it. I no longer know any man after the flesh. Hallelujah. Neither should we know any man after the flesh. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. In the conclusion and the conclusion of this message, and I want us to just run to the book of the last chapter of the book of Revelation. And let us know something, that this is the end of the faith. See, your laboring and your toiling by faith is simply to be found in Him. It's not to be a preacher. It's not to be a teacher. It's not to gather, to write books. It's not to do anything, but to be found what? In Him. Perfect in Him, without spot, without guile. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Revelation 22 verse 1. Revelation 22 verse 1. And he showed me a pure river, water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb, and in the midst of the street of it, and on the other side of the river was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruit, and yielded a fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Now let us be attentive here. And his servants shall serve him, and they shall see his face, and his name shall be upon their foreheads. And there shall be no night there, and they need no candle, neither light of the sun, for the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now let's stop here. I just don't want to go too far. That chapter is packed with good word for the body. But you can see God was revealing the new dispensation in which we are called to walk right now. Amen. In this new heavens and in new earth. Praise God. Because John was seen here in the midst of a city, a people who walk solely in the name of the Lord. See, that throne of the Lamb is actually accessible to every man who enters into this new dispensation in Christ. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And John was seeing a people who walk in the light. You see, when you walk in the dark, that is when you begin to see people and know men after the flesh. When you walk in the dark, There's no way you can recognize the name of the Father upon the foreheads of people. Do you know the name of the Father is actually upon the forehead of every man? I'm not trying to say that every man knows this. I'm not trying to say every man has awoken to this reality. But what I'm trying to say is that this is a reality. This is truth. Praise God. This is truth. See, when you walk in the light, when you walk in the light of the Father, the true light of the world, when you walk in the revelation light of the Father, you begin to see the name of the Father written upon all men. Praise God. See, if you do not see the name of the Father written upon all men, you are still in the dark. You are still walking in darkness. Oh, praise God. Had it been they saw the name of the Father written on Jesus, they wouldn't have crucified him. And Jesus knew that they were walking in darkness. That's why I said, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they are doing. Their eyes have been darkened. The eyes of their understanding, that they cannot recognize the seed of God in man. See, this new dispensation, the world to come, these eyes of these ones who enter into this new realm, where there is no more curse, no more pain, no more sorrow, their eyes see only the Lord. Because besides the Lord, there is no other one. See, we are admonished, brethren, to begin to walk in this reality today. See, God has revealed, exposed the realm of the Spirit. God has exposed His eternal realm so that by faith we can begin to walk in these things. Hallelujah. It's brotherly love, brotherly kindness, oneness, respect for one another, honoring one another. Praise God. This is what we are called to do. Respecting and honoring all men. Becoming a servant of all men. This is our calling to the brethren. Nothing else. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. This is the reality we are called into in God. Hallelujah. Worlds to come. It's today we can enter into it by faith. Hallelujah. Let us let go of all our burdens as men. Hallelujah. Let us, you know, with great trembling and with gratitude, receive this word of grace. Mix it with faith and enter in today. Hallelujah. This is the voice of the Father speaking. Praise God. It cannot get any better. God has revealed to us, exposed the hidden things of darkness. He has brought to light that which is immortal, that which is life, that which is true. Hallelujah. The words to come is now. Let us enter in by faith and exercise ourselves in this thing by faith. It will mean an abandoning, a letting go of the old. See, it, earthly life, human beliefs, and laying a hold on this new thing. Praise God. The Bible says here, in this place there is no more curse, no more deaths, no more pain, no more sorrows. Hallelujah. And these ones live forever. They reign. They reign in life. Oh, praise God. They shall reign forever and forever in the light of life. Brethren, let us walk in this reality today. God bless you. Amen.
Praise the Lord. As we concluded this message, the Lord immediately revealed to me palm trees be arranged orderly on the roadside. And this was what the Lord revealed to me. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise God. Palm trees, by the roadside. We just read this, something like that, similar to this in the book of Revelation chapter 22, where John the Apostle saw the tree of life planted in an orderly fashion on either side of the river of life. Praise God. And these trees are actually the plantings of the Lord. Praise God. The plantings of the Lord are spiritual people. It's spiritual people that, you know, declare spiritual things, that declare the glory of the Lord. See, the psalmist speaks about these same palm trees. The righteous is like a palm tree planted in the house of the Lord, filled with vigor, filled with life. The palm tree is one of those holy, those trees that continue to bear fruit even in old age. See, they have longevity. They go on and on and on. See, it speaks about immortality, life. They never die. They are always fruitful, bearing fruit in all season. Hallelujah. Praise God. This is the state of those who enter into this new dispensation that the Lord has prepared for those who love Him. Hallelujah. Praise God. I want us to understand that, you know, God is behind these messages. See, wherever you are, any part of this world, bear in mind that you are actually receiving the very heartbeat of God in this hour. God wants you to stand by faith as that palm tree in His house, walking in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Because we are the trees of life. See it? Because we walk in the Spirit. We walk in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Let us be grateful for this great revelation and honor the Lord in all things. May the Lord keep you and bless you. Amen.
are.